Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Last Cast Podcast. I'm Jamie Manis.
And I'm Matthew Bay.
And that's Matthew Bay up there in the front of the canoe. We are paddling on lovely Lake Long this Sunday morning. And mainly going for panfish and hopefully a bass.
Throwing a 1/8 ounce tiny rattle trap, kind of right at the middle here, one of our favorite little spots. Seems like, have I already got one? Yes. Oh my God, I have a very nice bass. First cast, ladies and gentlemen.
First cast while I was busy setting them. Oh wow, that is nice.
Oh.
That's a nice trap, huh?
He is hopping around the boat.
Yeah, don't let him die, man.
Of course not.
Don't let him die.
All right. Look at that. Very solid Lake Long bass.
Yeah. That's like the upper end of the UL.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only fish they caught all day.
All right. Doing a little extraction here on our friend. There we go. Nice one.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Very beautiful. All right. Nice working with you. Lovely largemouth. One of my favorite lures for Lake Long and in general is this little tiny 1/8 ounce Bill Lewis rattle trap. It's silver and black, has rattles in it, and is just the size to appeal to large and small fish alike. They're just fantastic. We are not sponsored by Bill Lewis Lures. Merely saying it's a good one to use. So, listeners, today I'm really just hoping to catch a a mixture of species, but it is probably pretty good crappie conditions right now. And through our extensive trial and error here at Lake Long, we found a couple of spots that they seem to gravitate towards. I do have a bunch of roadrunners with me, of course. I was at the a friend of mine, Amber Nepidol. She was instrumental in helping create the theme outro and intro musics that you hear. She played piano and is the music advisor and arranger, let's say. Anyway, she's has a lot of training, and she's in a civic wind orchestra, and they had a show last night. And they were great. And I met her mother's... wait a minute. Her boyfriend showed up, and I met her boyfriend's mom. And she's from down at the beach. And she said that...
she's a beach woman?
Yeah. She's from Port Lavaca.
Okay.
We started talking. I said, where is that? She told me where it was. And I said, oh, yeah, my buddy and I were just in Matagorda. She said, y'all catch anything? Said, yeah, mostly just hardhead catfish. And I relayed once again the terrifying tale of Matthew's goring. And and she said that had happened to her before, and that she said her hand was swollen for a couple of days. And I said, yeah, well, here's what you're supposed, apparently what you're supposed to do is put it in as hot a water as you can stand, and it breaks the poison down. She's like, I didn't know that. And yeah, so the more you know. Listeners, if you don't have enough podcast to listen to, it's kind of hard to imagine that you don't, but if you're interested in
I think there's only two podcasts left, and it's this one and This Week in the Multiverse.
This Week in the Multiverse, very funny stuff. It's got original writing from Matthew Bay, and
you were cracking up when you were listening to it on the drive back.
And hilarity from S.G. Wilson.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. You guys need to check it out.
So June 2nd is Free Fishing Day in Texas, but it's also the day that Jim and I are planning on biking out to Johnson City.
I got a show that day anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a nice thing. What is it? What are the details of it? I've never heard of it.
Free Fishing Day?
Yeah.
Most states have one of those. It's just like a day where you don't need a fishing license to fish in the state.
Oh, okay. Try to build interest and hopefully revenue.
Yeah, free sample.
Yeah, I don't think listeners. I don't think we were podcasting when we went to the San Marcos fish hatchery. Fascinating. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's pictures on the Instagram.
Yeah, and some live video.
Mm-hmm.
Of some just some fantastic. Yeah, just fish being fish.
The best part I felt was like the little like love cabanas for the
yeah.
Catfish.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's like each one had like it was like I think like if you were like a foot and a half long, you would be very happy with those accommodations.
Yeah, yeah. They're like a tiny house for you and your sweetheart. Provided she's covered with a thick layer of slime and has barbels that are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm. As one does. Deep water here.
Yeah, after all that hard work I did yesterday, my roommate and I were both super tired. I helped him and another guy fix his truck. It's running great. Seems like it's going to be good.
Really?
Yeah. They needed a new U-joint. Have you ever replaced one of those?
Wait, the U-joint? Where's the U-joint?
It's on the drive shaft. It's underneath the car.
Oh, right, the universal joint. No, I've not actually had to do that. Yeah.
It's a pretty serious thing. The guy, this guy Brian, who works with Kyle, helped us do it, and he's just kind of, pretty much knew what he was doing. I mean, he knew what he was doing. We got it working. So,
Yeah.
Luckily, Kyle's got this elevated Toyota truck. Getting under it's a snap.
Sure, you don't have to worry about it suddenly dropping on you.
No, you can grown man can scoot under there and like have access to anything they need. It's great.
Yeah, it's not too close here.
Sorry, I didn't know if you just wanted to park it right in the middle or what.
Yeah, park it like right up there or something.
Okay.
I'm
gonna whip, so.
Maybe a little bit closer.
All right.
Yeah, I was looking at the stocking history, and it's like 2 years ago, they did like 14,000 hybrid fingerlings.
Is that right?
Yeah. Should be pretty hefty by now.
Yeah. When you say the word, man, I am stocked and ready with the Roadrunners. Now, one of a fishing team, we haven't brought his name up, really. I haven't talked to the man that much. There's a man I work with at work who's a very successful fisherman.
So he says.
Actually, I've seen photographic evidence, so mm-hmm. if, unless
he... They haven't been touched up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the shadows are all wrong. Clearly, you know, there's one he's holding a nice largemouth on a kayak and then a Russian newspaper in the other picture. I mean, come on, right?
Sure, yeah. So, David?
This man, yes, we sort of styled him, really created this whole backstory for him as fishing team's arch nemesis. Because he's always, hey, how you doing? Catch anything lately?
He's always coming to this lake and cleaning up our lake.
Yeah, yeah, and just nailing it, yeah. And it's like, David, how? And, you know, we've kind of embroidered this legend that he's this sort of Machiavellian genius who, or, you know, somebody who's made some sort of deal with the dark forces.
And we've got no reason to believe he's not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's actually an incredibly friendly man. I like him. Yeah.
Friendly on when he's catching fish.
Matthew's deeply suspicious of him, and I understand that too. Because, you know, we like hanging out, we like talking, we like, you know, telling you about fun and fashion and food and.
But we are. We want to catch totally something. Angry and vindictive when we get right down on me.
Livid.
Yeah.
Just livid. Yeah. All right. So, in hopes getting a crappie, I'm throwing a Roadrunner. Let's slowly jig it back. See what we got.
I'm going to keep my drag low, because the last time I dragged slightly too high.
You almost got spooled.
Something broke me off, something awesome.
Something really took off on Matthew. Yeah, it was amazing.
Probably a hybrid.
More than likely.
Probably. Half.
Maybe even a striped bass.
Half submarine, half jet boat.
Something really, yeah, something just nailed it.
All right. So you got the Roadrunner on?
Yep.
Coming out. Tomorrow will be out tomorrow.
Never bottom dollar that tomorrow. There'll be sun. Who wrote the score for Annie? I don't think that was
it definitely wasn't Elvis.
It wasn't him. I don't think that was Andrew Lloyd Webber. Voiced to hilarious effect by Paul F. Tompkins, one of my personal heroes.
Yes, Andrew Lloyd Webber has no sympathy for orphans.
No, absolutely
none.
Not. They can't pay him. They can't pay the exorbitant ticket prices he demands for his world-class productions.
He's only into monstrous aristocracy.
Oh, yeah.
And cats.
Cats. Yeah. Which I saw actually during
royalty.
I saw during my first trip to New York. It was mandatory. It was a senior trip. We saw cats. I fell asleep at it.
That's probably the best option.
Like a cat. I really enjoyed it, like a cat would do it, because like cats don't give a damn. Mm. They'll just fall asleep.
That's pretty authentic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole reason you went to New York City was to see cats?
Oh, good Lord, no. We saw cats, then we saw Starlight Express, which was Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical on roller skates.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about toy trains, but all the actors were on roller skates on this, like, basically, like, skateboard park. And it was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life.
I can't believe that didn't take off. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Karen was just who is quoted in the media kit. She was telling me last night that that a friend of hers just finished a post-apocalyptic alien rollerblading movie.
Oh.
And it actually took a long time to find it, even knowing what the actual name was.
Yeah.
Rollerblades. No, sorry, Blade Rollers.
Blade Rollers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one of our favorite spots here is a little slow to kick off, listeners.
Everything's slow.
Don't get it.
Could it be the storm front or a barometer? something.
Now, one of the old fishermen's tales I've always heard is that fish like to bite on a falling barometer. Of course, the easy dad joke is, well, I'll just get a falling barometer and put a hook on it. Oh, all right.
All right, no fishing losers. Let's get this in the boat.
All right. Is it a crappie? Yeah,
yeah,
all right.
Wow, that was a big one. Man. Struck on, too.
Killer. All right. Things are turning around. Matthew's got a white crappie.
What is this?
Or is that a black? It's black, right?
Yeah.
Black crappie?
I'm a black crappie.
Just a handsome fish.
Yeah.
He was close in, right?
Yeah, or he was close to the weeds there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Go down into Beaver Gap or,
Yeah, I think maybe, like, Beaver Gap would have some, some action because, like, the wind might be driving bait fish into it.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah. Got one?
No.
Maybe the far shore.
You want to work this thing first?
Okay. Pretty shallow.
Yeah, 3 or 4 feet.
Say again?
3 or 4 feet.
Okay.
Kind of glassy in here.
Yeah. Nice one, right?
Yeah.
All right, man.
Whoa!
I didn't see him. Bring him in.
I need the net.
All right. Shoot. Crap.
Okay. I got it. Never mind.
You got it? You sure? All right.
Yeah. No help to you. Jeez. Okay.
Get. Come on now.
Come on.
Don't talk shit. Get that thing in.
No, I'm gonna talk shit if I want to talk shit, Jeremy.
All right. Fine.
Come on, bring him up.
Come on. Oh, Matthew, that's a nice one. That is a very nice bass. Get him in there, baby.
Yeah,
hey, I'll help if you need me. Hey, that is a nice one. Congrats, man.
We almost came up with the net.
Oh, man, that's about a 3-pounder, man.
Get the weight. Get the measurers.
All right.
For sure, yeah. How long is this? Lure is like super sharp. I've already cut myself twice on it.
All right, man. That is a fine lake long largemouth. Let's see how big that guy is. You know what? I may not have the scale with me.
What? Well, let's round it up to say he's 10.
Let me see him. Nice. Now that's about a 2.5-pounder, man. Beautiful largemouth. Good job, man.
He bit my thumb.
And that was a crankbait, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, same one that cut the 2 crappie.
Wow. So we are 3-3, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew with a lovely largemouth. Good one. Seems to be what the fish are chasing in earnest is the crankbait. It's your proudly off-brand one, right?
No. I don't know, it's probably it probably says something from,
Academy.
Academy, yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah, like the X or whatever, you know, the...
Yeah, Sprite King brand or something.
House brand, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not even Strike King, whatever it is. Yeah, the Extreme, Aqua Extreme, whatever they're called.
Mm.
Yeah, my theory is that it's kind of, that it's so murky right now.
Uh-huh.
That they're just cueing in on sound and vibration.
Yeah, it could be.
Just kind of need something big and fat.
Yeah, we don't have a ton of visibility. I'd say it's about a foot. Yeah, visibility is probably about a foot.
Yeah, it hit really close to the weed line there.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. That is a fishy looking spot up there, man. Well, I'm glad we swung in Old Beaver Gap.
Yeah.
That's the nicest largemouth you've caught here in a while.
Oh, thanks for throwing shade on that, Jamie. Like, yeah, that's not bad for something that you might catch, Matthew.
Oh, I've got one. Uh-oh.
Ooh, you in the net?
Yeah. He is giving no quarter.
Whoa. That was a good little pop there.
See if you, I'll yeah, see if I can get towards the net.
Keep him on the salad.
Whoa. Come on now.
The paddle tail?
No, this is this is the rattle trap.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. God.
Oh, wow.
All right, here he comes.
Whoa, oh my gosh.
All right, come on now. I know. We're gonna get you home in a minute.
Jump again, and I'll just like catch him in the air like we're playing lacrosse. Probably turn up there we go. Oh, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Rattle trap just came off. This guy looks heavy, man.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. All right. That's probably about
18 pounds?
No, that's about it. That's probably about a 3.5 pounder. Kicking up again, spinning us around in a little 180 here. Nice thing about throwing crankbaits though, instead of these soft plastics, is they cast easy. You cast them in wind and they're pretty reliable. Oh, there we go. Oh, that one feels, we'll see. Got him right off that point. Can't move him. Crap. Listeners, we got one on. Trying to keep it down. Oh!
That was just weeds.
No, I don't think it was.
No? Mm-hmm.
Swear that thing was
mm-hmm.
Something other than weeds. Could be wrong, but it sure seemed like it was pulsing.
Whoa.
What's up?
You see that giant?
Yeah, like a, what was that?
I don't know. It looked.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pretty big.
You good? All right, you need a net?
I don't know.
Probably.
Send me the handle.
Oh yeah, he's moving water. Hey, big like crappie,
a,
right?
No, it's just a small size bass.
Hey man, that's a nice one. Damn, yeah. Very nice largemouth.
Fish.
Yeah. Matthew with another nice large one. That's about a mid-size between the one that I caught and the one you caught.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the mama bear, if you will. Nice.
But we won't know because we don't have the weight measuring device with us.
Forgot the scale.
So we'll never know. Yeah, scale. That's the word.
It's in the, it's in all of my, nice one, man. It's in my, junk. My closet. Yeah, I guess the, my favorite in this lake, in this particular little environment, is using a soft plastic green, pumpkin green paddle tail with no weight on it. And but today what really seems to be working is some kind of a crankbait with a rattle in it. Seems to be the thing. Oh yeah, that's in your front door, baby. My favorite part of that last the last fish you caught was I was telling you to focus and not talk shit, and even during the fight you were defiant, said I'll talk shit if I want to.
Why are we here, Jamie?
Yeah, these are the kind of existential riddles that we'll never solve, but that we pose nonetheless.
It's not talking shit while fishing. I don't know what it is.
Sure. Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Oh, that one looks nice.
Chance, he's coming right at me.
Got the net. Matthew hooking into a nice one here. Oh shit.
Sorry.
He got off. Dang. I guess it is pretty much crankbait season. They do like spring for that.
Oh, geez, the
hook straightened out.
Hook broke off.
Oh, you broke it. You mean you broke off one of your treble?
Yeah.
Wow. Well. All right, Lake Long.
A harsh mistress.
May 20th, 2018. That wasn't that bad. And it was actually very good. I think, honestly, you can tell me what you think, but I think this is really about as good as Lake Long gets. I mean, we caught, well, not as good as it gets. We haven't caught, you know, we didn't, it wasn't like this sort of
hand over fist crappies.
Right, it wasn't like the feed the multitudes crappie catch, but you know, we did get a lot of you got largemouth.
Mm-hmm. You got some sunnies. I don't think I got any sunnies. I had some like chases.
I had sunfish. I was doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't catch any crappie. Did not catch any crappie.
Oh really? No. Yeah, I got the two.
My voice record pro, it keeps, the files keep damaging. I'm not sure what's going on.
Wow, really? Is it not working?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll do our best. Let's call this, so again, this wasn't that bad. A lot of nice largemouths. I caught my best one of the year, I think, so far. Probably about a 2.5 pounder. A couple of nice, like, you know, middle of the bell curve, Lake Long largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
You caught two really nice largemouths.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good trip.
Yeah, got a hookup or two.
Got a hookup, got some lost. I definitely want to go back. It was a good idea to go to Lake Long this morning rather than, you know, one or the other.
It's the time of the year for it.
Yeah. And, I'll be editing this one, probably get it up by, you know, our normal Wednesday. And if you have any questions, send us any questions to ask@lastpodcast.com. Probably going to be some pretty good picks on the site, which is is it Lastcast Podcast, the Instagram account?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. But some really funny, imaginative podcasting. Check out This Week in the Multiverse by S.G. Wilson and Matthew Bay.
My other podcast.
Yeah, his other podcast. Very good. And if you like country and or western and or music that features those kinds of instruments but may not be what you exactly think is coming, Dead Random is one of the bands I play with. We're going to be playing a bunch of shows coming up here in the spring. We're playing May 26th next Saturday in Bastrop. I don't know where. I'll try to put up the location.
Okay.
After that, we're playing June 2nd in... Marble Falls. Somewhere in Marble Falls. I'll find out the venues and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then one or two shows after that, the same Bastrop and Marble Falls venues. So, yeah, we're really hitting the exurbs. And as you have to do if you're gonna make money. Kids, if you're going to make money playing country music, you probably got to go out of town. That's just a little weird facts of life. And all And also keep your eyes peeled for Tejas Knights. That's the other band that I'm a guitar player and steel player and singer in. And man, that's a mean looking storm we're heading towards.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's passing the lovely JD's.
JD's Market.
JD's Market, where an attendant behind the taco counter looked at us, wrinkled her nose, and said, "You guys smell like fish."
She was not wrong.
She was not.
She was not wrong.
And she was profoundly grossed out. There was not even a pretense of customer service there. She was just like...
Well, she'd already checked us out at that point, so that was just like a little bonus that
she gave us. I
guess
that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Like, you boys, what have you gotten into today?
Yeah. And, It's extra poignant because I had, before we went there, I had said to you, they're a taco counter. I don't think they'd be too judgy.
And they were extremely judgy. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I felt like getting dressed down, you know, in front of the queen or something. I was like, well, excuse me. You smell like delicious tripe.
Very delicious.
How about that? But I didn't. I was too ashamed.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that's it. Crap. Recording stopped. Battery. Device is getting out of battery. Crap.
All right. Well, mine was going.
Okay. Okay.
So, all right.
All right. So.
So, yeah, we're never going home.
We're never going home.